Welcome to Living with Moxie, where Lara Canfield and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living with Moxie. I'm your host, Alara Canfield, with my co-host, Donna Martouche. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm so excited because we're talking about something that is so big in scope, and so we're hoping that we can narrow it down a little bit for you in this 1 hour. We're talking about relationships. You know, relationships are more than just about being with someone, being in a relationship with someone. It's about relationship with everything, right? So with yourself, with your career, with your life, with your money, with your body, with your food, with your family, like everything, right? So I'm so excited to start talking about that and what that means for you. And maybe you'll start to see your relationship of how your relationship actually is with yourself, with your friends, your money, and so on and so forth. So we're going to talk about that, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do some shifting and clearing as well. So let's get started and just keep an open mind. Open mind, you know, be aware of what's coming up for you, and maybe we can work on getting, you know, that cleared up, you know, and make it lighter. So Donna, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I am so good. Thank you very much for asking. We just finished another Sunday meal with family here, which is wonderful as everyone's getting ready to go out and watch the Super Bowl soon over here. Apparently that's a big thing, right? So they're going to be off to their Super Bowl
weekend
party soon. Yeah, that's this weekend.
Oh, wow.
But it's still, you know, it's relationships still. So like people were asking me when we were at dinner, what do you mean by relationships? Like it's such a broad topic. And I said, well, there isn't really anywhere where relationship doesn't touch our lives, right? So it's not just our relationships with a sexual partner. It's not just our relationships with our children or with our family. It's also with people that we work with, people who we somehow interact with on a regular basis or choose not to interact with. It's business and colleagues, that kind of thing that also is involved. And it's your relationship with everything from food to money to your body to yourself. I mean, relationship is something that, you know, if you're not doing well there, it can impact you all across the board in so many areas without us realizing it. So it's a fantastic topic.
Yeah. And so, you know, one thing I wanted to start off with, I guess, is, you know, just being aware of, you know, what the term relationship means, right? What it means to you. And, you know, most people only think about relationship when it comes to family and children and spouses or friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, that kind of thing, you know, but nobody ever really looks at relationship with their business, right? People don't think of that as a separate entity that has communication capacities, right? Because when you're in your relationship, for me, the most is the communication. And so I was thinking about this earlier today, how, you know, for me, communication has been the most important component of my relationship with my husband, for example, and with my daughter, with my son, you know, with people, right? Okay, we'll say people. Relationship has been, communication has been really important. But, you know, for the longest time, until about 5 years ago or so, I didn't think about communicating with my body. I didn't think about communicating with, you know, my house. Like when I sold my house last year, I talked to my house as an entity because somebody mentioned it to me. It's like, oh, that's an idea. And I talked to the house and I thanked the house for, you know, letting us be living there for like, you know, 7 years and so on and so forth. But, you know, do you have a relationship with your house? Do you have a relationship with your car? Do you have a relationship, you know, with your bank account? Do you? And again, that goes to communication. Are you communicating with your bank account, right? And are you talking to, you know, all of these different aspects in our lives? Are you communicating with them? Are you even aware that there's something to be communicated? So for me, communication has been really, really, really important. And you can only communicate with something once you're aware of it, right? And so if you didn't know before, yes, you can communicate with your body. Yes, you can communicate with your bank account, with your house, with your job, with your business. You know, it's not just people, you know, and obviously your animals and pets, of course, right? So it's not just living things, right? You can communicate with all of these different entities all the time, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny that you even say that. I wasn't thinking about relationships today in that aspect, but it's true. I mean, it's just sort of, you know, I have projects and, you know, you and I have projects together, or we both have multiple business streams as far as that goes. And it's, you know, I have a book that I'm really excited about getting out at some point. And I asked the book to let me know when is the time. It's sort of, you know, so I count on that type of awareness and communication in order to choose the right time for certain events or for certain things. And that's the willingness to be open and to receive and communicate. It's energy, right? So that's still a relationship. It's your willingness to be in the relationship, to be open and to be aware. So there, it's so much more expansive than we often think of when we think of relationships, for sure. And the one that we often don't focus on ever is the one that we have with ourselves and with our bodies. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I look at the clients that come to me very often, and you know, they're looking at, oh my God, my relationship's not working, or I'm not doing well at my job, and we look at some of the things that are going on with where they fit in their own lives, and they're not even in the script of their daily life or their priority list. They're just not, they don't fit. So it's interesting when you see that, and it's just sort of, if you know, if you can't do your primary relationship with you, or you can't consider yourself, you know, what would it take for you to consider, for you to make you a priority, and that to feel light for you and easy for you and make sense for you? And why is that so important? And why does that actually impact the rest of your relationships for the rest of your life? Because it really does. So that's part of what I'd love for us to be able to sink our teeth into today, if we can get to that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, relationships, you know, the first thing to do is to be present, right? Be present in the moment, just to be aware of what the relationship is. So, for example, being present in your body, right? And then you can start to ask your body questions. And so I know that a lot of my clients, they didn't really understand what that means to be present, you know, to physically be present in your body. What does that mean? How to feel your heart. People sometimes don't get that, right? Because they're thinking about it in their mind, in their heads. But when you want to be communicating with, you know, your body, your food, and all that wonderful stuff, the first thing to do is to be present, right? And so when I always tell my clients is to take a deep breath, focus anywhere on your body, just be present, you know, for a moment, and then start to build that dialogue. Start that dialogue then, right? Because you can't start it from your head, from your thinking mind all the time. You need to be present with all of your body, energy, emotions, everything. And then from there, you can start to create that dialogue, start that conversation, and really see once you start doing that, how, you know, what kind of answers you get. And, you know, and sometimes the answers are not going to be words in your head. They're just going to be feelings. So like earlier today, you know, it was a beautiful day here. Finally, for once, it was sunny. It's like, oh my God, we haven't seen the sun in forever. So I said, okay, today we have to go outside. We have to go for an hour, walk in the sun. I don't care what we do. And it wasn't just my mind that wanted that. It was my body that wanted that. My body needed to be out in the sunshine, you know, and so we went for a walk in, you know, for an hour just around the neighborhood, walking around, and I was in my flip-flops, you know, and nobody else was wearing sandals or flip-flops. They're still all wearing, you know, winter boots and so on. But like, I'm wearing flip-flops. I'm feeling very summery today. And it was wonderful. It's what my body needed. You know, it's what my head needed too, just to be, you know, get the cobwebs cleared, you know, get that fresh air. And, you know, it's because I asked, you know, okay, body, the sun is coming out today. What do you want to do? I'd go outside, go for a walk. Let's go, you know? And so that's about, you know, creating that priority with your body. Like you're talking about, sometimes we don't prioritize these relationships. And I think that's the biggest one. I know I, for the longest time, did not prioritize my body, you know, as much as I do now. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's about making that a priority for yourself. Your body requires certain things, right? Your house requires certain things, you know, your bank account requires certain things. And most of that is awareness, you know, being aware of it, you know, and looking at it. It's about, you know, when you have a lover, for example, you're always constantly focusing on them and thinking about them and thinking about what they would like. Well, it's the same goes for everything else in your life as well, including your body, including your house and apartment, including your bank account, including your career and your business. You know, focusing on them once in a while and asking them questions about what would you like, you know, what do you require, what would be fun for you, right? And so I feel like I've gone off on a total different tangent, but this is about, you know, this is about relationship and this is about communication with all of these different aspects of your life, right?
So I think that as we get ready to go for break, one of the things that we should do is I think that you guys should write down some of your questions that you have about or where you feel stuck with relationships, whether it be with you, with your lover, with your partner, with your body, with food, with anything that you've been finding yourself in the same situation over and over again. And we're going to start with those topics and questions that you have there after we come back from these messages. We'll be right back for everybody.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OWN Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Is there an area of your life where you feel frustrated, stuck, confused, or unhappy? Do you feel like you keep saying you will change it and yet seem to end up in the same place over and over again? Donna Martouge is an international strategic intervention and results coach. Her extensive experience and training helps her help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. If you are ready to change something, ready to decrease your anxiety and create something different in your life, ready to stop beating yourself up and achieve that goal, create that dream relationship, change your money story, build a successful business, or finally are ready to ask for and receive help from someone who can truly help you make a difference in your life, then now is the time to work with Donna Martouge. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com to schedule your free strategy session and see what working with a results coach can create for you in your personal life or your business. Join the list of success stories from those who have worked with Donna all around the world. Schedule your free strategy session today. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com and sign up now.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Donna here with Alara. We're back from break, and I hope you had some time to actually think about what it is that really has kept you stuck in relationships. And so here's what I've noticed is, regardless of what the relationship is, you know this. I mean, this happens to everybody, right? It's just sort of you go into a relationship, let's say with a partner or with a lover, it doesn't matter, whoever it may be, and it's not long before you look back and say, oh my God, how did I wind up in this situation again? Why didn't I see it? It seemed to look different. Didn't it look different? What did I miss? And we keep sort of winding up in these same sort of holding patterns where we repeat ourselves. And one of the reasons, there's actually multiple reasons why we do that, but the truth of the matter is, if we haven't shifted anything within ourselves, we can look for something in somebody else, but we're just going to keep attracting literally the same situation over and over again, just wrapped a little bit different. And it's sort of, there's some things that we can do really easily to shift and change that, but those are things that we have to do with ourselves first. And then here's what happens. When we talk to people about doing something for themselves first, what we often hear is, well, first I have to do something for my kids, or I have to do something for my husband, or I have to get this done, or I can't actually go to that class or to take this time for me. And I would give myself 15 minutes in a day if, and I have to say that what happens is when you start to shift and you put yourself in the beginning of your day, every single day, your whole entire life and relationships start to shift because you start to teach yourself that you're worth it and you are a priority. And I have to be honest with you, money isn't going to think you're worth coming to. Your lover isn't going to think that you're worth coming to. There's nobody that's going to think that you're worth coming to if you don't think that you're worth being that priority. And there is not one single person that I know of that is in the realm of phenomenal living that is not starting their day by taking care of themselves. There's a lightness there, and there's also an important part there too. If you're not willing to take care of you, what winds up happening actually is the people who you're running around and putting yourself last for will wind up having to take care of you because you will run yourself down and get so tired and get so sick, and you won't be able to take care of them anyway. So there's a gift to everybody when you're willing to take care of you. You're also teaching those you love that it's okay for them to take care of themselves too. You're also showing people the way that you should be treated, and you're giving yourself some nurturing, and you're giving yourself time to connect. So one of the most important things that we're saying here, I think, for both Alara and I is that we know that there's a million types of relationships, but making the one that you have with yourself the number one relationship will start to shift all of your relationships from that point on, and in such ways that it would be beyond you to be able to describe at this particular moment. It's just that one simple thing is starting to give yourself a priority there. What do you think, Alara?
Oh, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with you here. And, you know, when I tell my stories, and I'm not going to go into my story now, but when I tell my story, that's what it's about. It's about me putting myself first for the first time and, you know, choosing what is right for me, doing what's right for me, putting myself as a priority. And what I've noticed is how I model that for my children, for my clients, and for my community. And it shows them that they can do the same. They can put themselves first. They can choose what's right for them. Their life is important. Their choices are important. They have value. And, you know, once you start to see the value that you have in yourself, number one, then and only then really can other people see it, you know. And sometimes it's the smallest little things, you know, that you can do for yourself. And so one of the things that Donna and I talk about all the time is about meditating every day. If you can take even 10 minutes for yourself, that's only for you, right? And it is so valuable. It is so important to connect within, to connect to the core of who you truly are. And this is something that Donna and I both do every day. And it changes, you know, your relationship with you, and it changes your relationship with your world and your entire day. You know, so I know that Donna, that you want to add to that as well, because, you know, this is something that we both hold as really important, and that connection within is going to help strengthen you and help to show you really what your relationship is with everybody else and everything else. But first, you need to nurture that relationship with yourself. So if you can meditate, great. If you can take 10 minutes to have a coffee for yourself or a tea when you need it, absolutely. You know, people used to think that it was selfish for women, especially to take time for themselves. But it really isn't, because when you do that, when you take time for yourself and prioritize you, then you have more energy for other people and everybody else in your life, right? And I think it's really important to nurture you, to do what's right for you, to do what feels good for you, to do what you require. And some days that may be going for a massage. Some days that may be getting your hair done. You know, some days it might just be sitting down for 10 minutes reading a book. You know, and that is, you know, like I said, nurturing that relationship with you is first and foremost the most important thing. And then everything else just really, it seems to fall into place. The answers just seem to come magically, I find. And everything starts to work, but you have to put yourself first. Right, Donna?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that happens for me is that my whole day unfolds differently because, you know, I just, I no longer feel like I'm responding to a list of the 150 things that we all have on our to-do list when we're getting ready to get up in the morning. But it feels like there's a more organized, clear path of how my day's going to unfold, and I don't feel scattered or frazzled, and it just unfolds differently. And I think that that's really important. There's also a nurturing for me in my body, you know, so if it's just taking the time to go, you know, even the time that I walk my dogs, which is just, it's not a task for me. I guess for a lot of people it's a task, but for me it's, you know, I'm outside and I enjoy them and I enjoy the air, and I take extra time because I'm out there, and out there I do some connecting. So it doesn't, you know, because being in nature for me is just, it's just a gift. You know, it's just, it's something that I absolutely love. I can see, smell, touch, you know, all of that stuff. So when I start my day out there, I'm starting my day in the most beautiful gratitude and appreciation for everything around me, which is just it's, you know, it's a great space to start my day in. And I feel very connected there. So I do a lot of sort of, you know, I do appreciation, I do gratitude out there. I walk and I sort of have my talk with myself and with nature, and I listen and I receive some information. And sometimes I even just take some pictures, or I enjoy the scenery, or I'll sit and write by a tree or something along those lines, because that's my favorite part of the day. If I don't start my day that way, and then I move, you know, like I'm walking or I do some sort of movement. But it doesn't matter what it is for you. It's the time to connect and to nurture you and to give yourself that moment to unfold before you run into this frazzled day. It makes a big difference for everything that you do all day long from that point, I think. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great way to start the day, and you can even end the day that way as well. So a lot of people tend to, you know, do meditation in the evening, you know, do the connection in the evening, do the gratitude in the evening at the end of the day. You know, if you can do both, even better, right? But any time that you can, just take to just connect within and tap into who you truly are and make you a priority is going to shift your entire life. It's going to really set you on the path of listening to you and what you require, listening to your body, listening to your emotions, listening to who you are and what you want, and, you know, and asking yourself questions, you know. And I think that was one of the biggest things for me, and this is what I teach all of my clients all the time, is that asking questions, ask yourself questions, ask the universe questions, you know, about what you would like, you know, really express that. And that makes a huge difference too. You know, it's like the universe responds to your questions. that's what I have found in my experience. The universe responds to your questions. So, you know, for me, it's always about being open to asking questions that are open-ended and that evoke a sense of awe and wonder, you know, and being, you know, an access question, but being in the question, right? What else is possible? How is it getting better than this? You know, for me, it's asking those types of questions opens up, you know, your mind and the possibilities to something different. And sometimes in life, that's what we're searching for, is something different, especially when we're stuck, right? If we're stuck and our life is stagnating, you know, we start to ask questions and the energy starts to shift and change. And that's the easiest way to get out of a funk, you know, is to start asking questions and really asking about more about what you would like and more of what you would like to experience and have in your life. And you know, we've talked about this before, And it really is a question of, you know, going within and asking yourself, what do I want, right? And I still ask that all the time. And that's the same with relationships, with all relationships. What do I want in this relationship? You know, what do I require? And sometimes the other person, if we're talking about people, they don't know what you want. They can't read your mind, right? And so, you know, if you say, well, this is what I require, and you tell the person that what that is, then they have a chance of perhaps giving it to you, you know? But if they don't even know, you know, it's kind of difficult.
And often, what I found is that people can give me a list of 10 pages of what they don't want. And they cannot come up with the things that they do want, because we're often focused on what we don't want. And I'll tell you something right now, my friends, you will always get what you focus on. So if you're only focusing on what you don't want, you're going to get a lot more of what you don't want. So it is well worth it. And you could start right now as we're getting ready for our next break. Start writing down and thinking about the things you want. Is it generosity? Is it kindness? Is it nurturing? Is it patience? Is it love? Is it, you know, contribution? Is it fun? Think about those things now. We'll talk more about it when we come back after these messages.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Living with Moxie, and today we're talking about relationships, all sorts of different types of relationships. And we're just right before break, we were talking about, you know, writing down some of more of what you would like to have in your life, what you would like to experience, what you would like to focus on instead of what you don't want, right? So a lot of times, you know, with everything in life, we're focusing on what we don't want. And so then we attract more of that, unfortunately. So if you focus more on what you do want or what you like or what you acknowledge and what you're grateful for, you'll start to experience more of that. And so, you know, what did you write down that you would like to have more of this year or experience in relationships with, you know, other people, relationships with your money, relationships with your body, relationships with your business, with your job, coworkers, and so on. What did you write down? And of course, you know, keep writing. You know, I mean, I know we're only gone for a short break, but keep writing. And this list can go on and on and on, right? But the point is, first of all, just to get into the habit of asking yourself, what do I want, right? And focusing on that. And then, you know, review this list on a regular basis so that you can keep those things that you really want in your mind, in your focus, you know, instead of just putting them aside. So that's one thing that we just wanted to follow up on really quickly since we're back from break. And also, let's take a deep breath, right? So sometimes, you know, when our mind is going like crazy, right? It's like so many thoughts, so many things happening, you know, it's like we can't get present, you know, and we're like trying to focus, right? And we can't because our mind is going. So that's when you take a deep breath and you become present in your body. So take a deep breath in and out, and that slows your mind down, right? Automatically. It happens automatically. Just focus somewhere on your body. Your mind will automatically start to slow down. And then you can be more present and you can start to focus on really more of what you want instead of the chatter, the mind chatter and the, you know, going here and there. So let's talk a little bit more about, you know, your relationship with your body. I'm really getting the body one really strongly. So either that's for me or that's somebody else who's listening on the call now or who's going to listen later. But it seems like this relationship with the body is really coming up. And, you know, it could be because, well, we can sometimes tend to be so judgmental, right, about our bodies. And let's face it, winter's almost over, yay, thank goodness, and spring is just around the corner, which means summer's coming, which means, oh, my goodness, we need to exercise and get fit for the summer, right? And it's okay to get fit for the summer. That's fine, but don't judge your body because it's maybe gained a little bit extra weight over the holidays, right, and over the winter. So it's about being generous and kind to your body and saying, okay, body, you know what? I think it's time now to do something for ourselves, you know, and, you know, let's do something different. What do you want to do? Do you want to walk? Do you want to go to the gym? Do you want to go swimming? You know, what do you want to do? And then wait and see what impressions you get, what you perceive, right? And so that's about, you know, having that communication with the body. So being present in the body and then asking questions of the body, what it requires. It's a great starting point. And, you know, let's face it, Valentine's Day is coming up, not next week, but the week after, right? So a lot of times we eat a lot of chocolate around Valentine's Day, right? And it's like, sometimes chocolate is yummy, but sometimes we can go overboard. My body doesn't really like chocolate that much, but my taste buds like it. So it's interesting, right? So it's like asking your body, okay, body, do you want chocolate or do you not? And a lot of time my body will say, no, you know, but how often do you ask your body if it wants chocolate? You don't, you just eat it. And, but your body may not like it. So it's just something to put out there since I know, you know, February chocolate is big, you know, is big this month. Just putting that there. Ask your body first, does it want it? My body doesn't like chocolate, believe it or not. Mm-mm. It's weird because. Or my throat definitely does not like it.
A lot of times we don't even ask. But I think the whole thing is it's sort of like, you know, if you're willing to take a look at what it is that you really want in a relationship, what you'll notice is, you know, where you feel like you're lacking is often, in with somebody else. Like, let's say part of, because of what you were just saying, Laura, part of what you might feel like you're missing is that your partner never pays attention to the nurturing of you or the caring for you or your desire to move your body or, you know, or may even judge your body. But the truth of the matter is you're going to receive what is a reflection of what it is that you're doing. So if you're not paying attention to your body or if you're judging you, you're going to get that with the person that you're with. And so the best way to change all of that and to become more aware and to get more of what it is, which is very often when people are saying, I want more attention, I'd like more nurturing, I'd like more listening. And when you're not doing that for you, you're not going to be getting it back for you from somebody else. Mm-hmm. There's no one in the world who can give you what you are not willing to give you, which is one of the big fantasies that we grow up believing that we can get it from someone, like somebody can come into our lives and give it to us. And that is so not the case. If you can't do it for you, it can't be done for you. So, you know, it's really wonderful to think that dreamy dream, but it's well worth the time. So whether that is listening to your body, if you're looking for the partner who's going to be listening to your body, if you're looking for the partner who's going to be caring or a contribution to your body or who's going to respect you when you say, I want to do movement, or who's going to not judge you if you're feeling not comfortable with your body, then you have to be willing to not judge you, and you have to be willing to respect you, and you have to be willing to listen to you. So I think that's one of the reasons why, I mean, why we say your relationship with you really is one of the most important ways to set your foundation for everything, because that is the relationship that you are going to have with not just your lover, but with the people that you work with the people that, with money. It's the relationship you're going to have with food. It's the relationship you're going to have with fun. It's the relationship you're going to have with anyone who comes into your life, no matter what the role is that they play. So would you be willing to actually make yourself the priority? Because first of all, you deserve it. And you don't need anyone to tell you that, although we do need people to tell us that, right? Because we were taught, like, if we think we deserve it, there's, you know, you're being arrogant or you're being selfish. But the truth of the matter is we were born knowing that we deserve it. We were born worthy. We, you know, we never had that doubt until later we learned things like it's selfish for you to think that way. It's selfish for you to put yourself first. It really, all of those things are not true, and we do buy into them in this reality, and it would really make it, you'd have a whole different life if you'd be willing to think of a new possibility. So include you in your day and make yourself a priority. And that could be anything. It could be asking yourself to pay attention to your body. It could be you connecting with you. It could be a bubble bath and being willing to massage your arms or your legs in a way that's caring and nurturing for you. It could be any of that. It could be being willing to take yourself for a massage. But however it is, however it winds up showing up for you, it starts with you listening to you and you being willing to put you on your calendar every single day. It is the most important relationship, and it will change everything. So play with that idea for a little bit, and I can sense that it makes some of you very, very uncomfortable, and I can understand why, because, you know, some of you are parents and some of you are moms and dads, and it just doesn't even matter. Some of you have little ones at home, or you just feel like, you know, there's other people's needs who have to be addressed first, and there isn't enough time in the day for you. And I can tell you that you can keep telling that story, and that's fine. And as long as you're telling that story, nothing will change. So the question becomes, you know, if this is working for you, then that's fantastic. If it's not working for you and you're looking for more, with more meaning and more success in all of your relationships, including what you get back from your children, and what you get back from people who are in your life, then it's time to start shifting gears here and putting yourself on your list. I can ask people, and you can ask yourself, what are your plans for your next 5 years? What do you want to accomplish and why? And almost all of my clients, when we first start this conversation, will turn around and they're not even in their list of goals for 5 years. I want to pay for my kids' school. Mm-hmm. I want to get the house paid off. I want to send this one here. I want to do this for this one. My husband really wants this car, whatever, whatever, whatever. And they're not even on the list. I mean, are you even on the list for you? And then if you're not, please, please, please understand that you should not be surprised when you're not on anybody else's list either. Right. And that's what often happens, is you sit back and go, I'm always doing for everybody else. Why don't I feel like that's coming back to me? Because people are mirroring what you're teaching them about relationship to you. Right. And very often when they try, you probably are not willing to receive. So would you be willing to receive, and would you be willing to give to you? And would you be willing when somebody says to you, you know what, you did so much today, why don't you just put your feet up, let me clean up, go, it's really nice, thank you, I appreciate that. And just sit back and appreciate that and let somebody else do it. Like, those are the ways that you can begin to shift and change every single relationship in your life. And it sounds like that can't be possible, but I assure you, if you started doing just those things, just the 20 minutes a day for you, 15 minutes a day for you, and the willingness to receive from people and being that model on a daily basis, within 72 hours, you would start to see a difference. So, and that's no joke. You can call us back here in 72 hours. I mean, you can call us back or email us if you find that that's not true. But I know that if you are honestly choosing it, it will absolutely be, you will notice a difference in what you are receiving from everyone in your life if you're willing to do that. So within 72 hours. Mm-hmm. So you give that a try, and that should be a fun little thing for you to do. And if anyone wants to call in and talk to us or get some clearing around an issue related to relationships, because some of you are like, okay, well, this has nothing to do with my sex life or my boyfriend or my girlfriend or this one cheating on me or this one doing. It actually really does have something to do with all of those things. again, because it starts with you. However, we can clear some of the stuff that keeps you hanging on to some of the old stuff that you can't seem to let go of. When we get back from these messages, you can send us some emails, put some words on the Facebook page, call in, let us know what's going on with you, and we can certainly clear through it. What do you want to add to that, Alara?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, when we come back from break, maybe we will get deeper into relationships with spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends and that kind of thing, because this is February is the month of love, right? So, and Valentine's Day is coming up. So maybe there's some, maybe we can talk about that a little bit too, about that relationship, those romantic relationships, those complicated, wonderful relationships. We can talk about those when we come back from break as well, and really go into about what you require in those relationships. And I have a short little example story to talk about that too. And so we'll talk about relationships with, you know, partners coming up after the break. So what are you missing in your life with your partner? If you have a partner, you know, what are you missing? And if you don't have a partner, really, what are you missing? Because there's a trick here too. You know, people always talk about making room in your closet and making, clearing out a drawer, but it's way more than that. If you really want to have a relationship with somebody, it goes way beyond that. It's about being present with you first. And so this is what we are talking about during this whole conversation today. It's about you putting yourself first. So we'll talk, you know, we're always going to be talking about that, because that is key. And so, are you happy with yourself? Are you in love with you? You know, do you love you? And are you okay being just you, you know, with you? We'll talk about that when we come back from break, because I know we're going to break in a second.
And remember, come up with your list of what you really, really, really desire to have in all of your relationships. We'll be back after these messages, everybody.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Wait, I'm back on. I'm sorry. Welcome back, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Sorry. My daughter just came upstairs to ask me a question. I'm like, wait, I'm back on. Okay, here we are. So welcome back, everybody. I hope you have your list of things that you know that you would love to have. It is one of the hardest things that people have time coming up with. It's worth the time because you get what you focus on. So start focusing on not what you lack, not what you don't have, not what you're sick and tired of, but everything that you would love to have in a relationship, and then start being that energy for yourself. So let's talk a little bit, Alara, you were saying before we went to break, about some things that we might be able to clear or get through today to be able to make a shift here in relationships. Was there something specific that you wanted to start with?
Well, I was just wanted to talk really briefly about the fact that, you know, sometimes when you're not in a relationship and you're wanting to be in one, you're looking for, you know, certain characteristics or certain qualities, or, you know, you want someone to spend time with and so on. But are you happy spending time with just yourself? You know, are you okay with you? Do you love you? Do you value you? You know, those kinds of things are really important, because before you can bring somebody else into your life, you have to be comfortable with who you are as you are and accepting yourself. And so the relationship with yourself that we've been talking about throughout this whole conversation, it really has to do with as well as receiving you, but accepting you as you are, you know, knowing that you are worthy as you are, knowing that you're deserving of everything that it is that you want as you are. You don't have to change. You're not broken. You know, nothing has to be fixed. But sometimes it's just the awareness of knowing that you accept yourself and acknowledging all of the beautiful, wonderful quirkiness of you that can shift that right away. And being open to, you know, whether there's a relationship coming or not, but being open to and being comfortable with you just being you as you are. And I know I keep saying the same words over and over again, but that is so important for me. When I first met my husband, you know, he's my husband now, but when I first met him, I wasn't looking for a relationship per se, but I was perfectly fine with all my quirks, all my weirdness, you know, like I'm good. I like me, you know, and I had gotten out of a marriage and whatever. And I was perfectly content to, you know, do my own thing. I said, I don't need anybody right now. I'm fine, you know, and then suddenly he shows up. It's like, oh, okay, you know, what's this? But I didn't change myself for him. I was continuing to be me. I was accepting myself as I was. And, you know, I told him, well, you have to accept me as I am. I'm not changing, you know, and so, you know, and, you know, all that changed a little bit, but not really, you know. So there was no judgment, you know, so I wasn't judging myself, and he doesn't judge me and I don't judge him. But are you judging yourself? Are you judging you, or are you receiving the greatness of you, the quirkiness of you, you know, the wonderfulness of you? Those are just some questions that I wanted to throw out there for everyone to hear and just really, you know, acknowledge, you know, about themselves that, you know, you are worthy and you're wonderful as you are. Accept yourself and love yourself as you are, and then see what magic happens in your life and see what changes and shifts in your life when you start to do that.
And that's so much easier said than done. I mean, I think I just want to say, because, you know, we say it and it's as though it's just an easy thing to do. And I can tell you that it's a work in progress always, because if I sat here and told you that I didn't judge me, I'd be lying. And I would have to tell you, no, really. I mean, you know, I think that I do it a lot less and that I have a lot more appreciation for me than I have ever had in my life. But I certainly do find myself having these moments where I do catch myself actually judging me for ridiculous things. It could be my body, or sometimes I can go into it in the way that I ate, you know, or something that I chose to do that I said that I wasn't going to do, and then I did it, and I sort of, you know, I get disappointed in myself instead of just appreciating the fact that that I was in the moment, or I enjoyed it, and it was, the moment is gone, and it's really okay. Like, it's totally okay. So would you be willing to start to catch yourself and choose another way to speak to yourself? Because the no judgment thing is huge. It's absolutely huge. And it's something that we're taught to do very often, is to sort of be critical and push yourself to do something more. But we tend to do that pushing by putting ourselves down. I mean, we speak to ourselves in ways that we wouldn't speak to our dog or our best friend. We just wouldn't do that because there's an unkindness there. And if you can catch yourself doing that and in the midst of it, choose something else, that would be an incredible gift to you and to everyone in your life, because it is, we could be pretty hard on ourselves, right?
Absolutely. And that comes down to being, you know, aware of your thoughts and aware of your feelings, aware of your emotions, aware and being present of what's going on around you, right? And that's when you can catch yourself, because sometimes all these wonderful thoughts that we have, you know, these judgmental thoughts and so on, they're not even ours. They're things that we picked up, right, from other people, from our families, from society and so on. And if we can catch it and see it, and then it's like, okay, no, that's not real. That's not right for me. I don't buy that anymore. You know, then that can start to shift and change. And then we can really start to see, you know, the value of who we are. And when we start to acknowledge that and see that and catch it and choose something different, we really start to be present more and more, and we start to see and receive who we truly are. Because before that, we can't really tell, because we're just, you know, there's all these wonderful thoughts and feelings, emotions that are not even ours that are swarming around us, and we think that's real, and it really isn't, right? So, I mean, I know. It's like, wow, she's going deep now. It's like, let's not go too deep today, because we only have a few minutes left on today's call. But
I know.
What would you like for yourself, right? Yeah.
So why don't you do some sort of clearing for everybody so that they can create a space where they can create something different than they ever did before?
Mm-hmm. All right. So everywhere and anywhere in all lifetimes, spaces, time, dimensions, realities where you have, you know, bought into these lies and stories and these judgments from other people, are you willing to really let that go now? And I'm not going to use the clearing statement because, you know.
No,
so we're just going to breathe in. All right. So are you willing to let that go? And
yes. Absolutely.
Everything that attempts that God's doing, we'd like to destroy and create that, blah, blah, blah. We're just going to mix it up a little bit. Good, bad, right, wrong, clod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Take a deep breath in and out. Because it really is, you know, it really is true that a lot of times these judgments and thoughts and feelings and emotions are not even ours, and we can start to loosen them up and start to really let them go by being aware of them, you know, and using clearing statements, or sometimes just being aware and consciously choosing to let them go and choosing something different, right? So for me, a lot of times that's what I've done, just chosen what I really wanted instead, that quality or that feeling or that those thoughts, and, you know, focusing on those instead of what I didn't want anymore. And and catching myself constantly all the time, you know, and then choosing again. So we are a work in progress, right? So, we're constantly, you know, reacting and responding to our environment and to the universe around us. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. So have fun with it, right? So make a list of all those things that you want, and, you know, really focus on that and say, you know what, I can have this. I choose this now. And really consciously choose to do that. Consciously choose to focus. Yeah. And then just focus on that, you know, and regularly, you know, don't just do it today and then forget about it for 2 weeks. You know, just, you know, be kind to yourself, you know, and I think that's what I would want to leave everyone with today, is about being kind to yourself. You know, you're worthy of kindness. You deserve kindness, you know, and if you're not going to be kind to yourself, you know, you can't really expect other people to be as kind, you know, because you're not going to recognize it. So be kind to yourself, receive the kindness of you that you are, and just watch and see how the universe responds to that kindness.
I just want to shift for a second to let everybody know, I'm sorry, to let everybody know that next week we'll be doing Business Done Differently, which is one of my favorite topics. We know it's just one of my favorite things in the world. I went from somebody who didn't think that I could do business to catching myself having multiple businesses that, as you work out kinks and you start to learn some things, you find ways that they can actually begin to grow and thrive. And it's not what I ever thought it was going to be. So Business Done Differently will be on February 12th at 5:00. And I'm very, very excited for that call. And I mean, one of my targets is to teach people who are into spiritual work, who are coaches, who are healers, who are in businesses as single entrepreneurs, being able to try and to show them that there's actually a way that you can make money. You don't have to just be surviving and getting through from paycheck to paycheck or week to week. You can have money, and that's not a fallacy and it's not a dream. You can do it. So, you know, let's get everyone moving here from surviving to thriving. This is 2017. Mm. Looking forward to the tips in order to be able to do that. So that was my tidbit of information there. And our first book, which is an anthology, we're going to be sending out the invitation to. I believe we have chosen the book to be, what was the title we finally decided on that we're going to be doing as the anthology? Looks like we made it.
I need to get the email.
Yeah, looks like we made it. Which is, you know, stories about inspirational stories about people who have gone through some really difficult times and made it to the other side. So that's we're very excited about that one. That should be coming out sometime in the next 6 to 8 months. So there'll be information on that. We've got a lot going on here.
Lots of fun stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I know we're probably going to get cut off in a second, so I just wanted to thank everybody so much for being on today's show with us, and we will be back next week. Like Donna said, we're talking about business done differently. So until then, have a great week, everyone.
See you all. Talk to you all soon. Thanks for being here.